Let's have a chat to Graham Begg, who is also chasing a big carrot this weekend with Magic Time in the all-age stakes. Good morning, Graham. How are you?
Good morning, Michael.
Magic Time, I thought she was another one of those good runs in the TJ Smith. She never gave up, and she was just beaten over a length behind Chain of Lightning.
Yeah, that's right. She came up with barrier one, so probably closer to the inside wasn't the greatest place to be on the day. So, you know, Michael D felt that she was going to be the winner on the turn. And just, you know, said the inside ground was probably a little bit inferior. But look, she ran very, very well. She's taken good improvement from the run as she came off a month between runs between the Newmarket and the TJ Smith. So, look, we're very happy with her and she's trained on beautifully since.
And she's out to 1,400 where she's won a Group 1. So was this pretty much the target Group 1 of her campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. This was going to be the race is obviously going to build her up into this race. So this was the race that we had set for her. So, look, she's ticked all the boxes so far without winning. She's beaten just over two lengths in the Newmarket and got beaten a length in TJ Smith. So I think it's pretty strong form. Don't get me wrong, it's a very good race. And, you know, they're pretty evenly matched in the TJ Smith. There was a lot between, you know, the first six or seven runners and went across the line. So, you know, luck in running on the day and probably barrier draws will be and track conditions will play a big part.
Listener wants to know, do you think 1,400 is her best distance?
Well, she's really only had the three runs at 1,400. She's won a stakes race and also a Group 1 and was placed in the James Carr last year. So 1,400 seems to be just a nice distance for her.
You'd be pretty happy if you could have Miravale Rose follow in her footsteps through the James Carr this weekend as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, she doesn't handle soft ground. So her last start, her wheels just spun, being the last race of the day. We still felt that she ran very, very well. So, you know, she's trained on well as well. So we're very pleased with her going into Saturday's race. Look, if it was worse than, you know, probably a five or a six, we'd have to have, you know, strong doubts about running her because we don't want to go down that path again with her. But look, she's in good shape.
What's the weather looking like this week in Sydney?
I think there's a little bit of rain forecast today and possible shower over the next day or so. Look, early in the week it was forecast to get a bit, but I think it's changed a bit.
Okay. What's your plans with her? Because she's, you know, only just started her campaign, really. She's been lightly raced.
Yeah, look, Saturday will determine what path we take, whether we decide to go on up to Brisbane or we turn her out again. So we'll just work it out from Saturday.
Are you planning to take many over to South Australia at all?
We've got two earmarked to go to South Australia Saturday week, Passive Aggressive and in the Sangster, and Riverport's going to run in the Queen of the South.
Okay. How's Passive going?
Good. She came back. She had a nice little kick over jump out at Cranbourne on Monday, and we felt that she handled that beautifully, and she seems to be in very, very good order.
I thought Mahaba was really good in the Bell Esprit. Had a little freshen up. Does he go to the Hariba this weekend?
Yeah, that's correct. We tried to get a run in the Discovery, and of course, being at Yarra Valley, they only ran 12 runners for such big prize money. So it was very disappointing. He was one of the top emergencies, but couldn't get a run in the race. So we've had to give him a jump out in between, but he's in good shape. He runs on Saturday, and Michael McNabb is going to ride him.
Okay. Well, that's big for Michael McNabb. So we'll get to see him on Saturday on Mahaba, who'll be one of the favourites, no doubt, in the Hariba. And, gee, you've got a good team in today as well. A nice few runners at the Heath, including one that's been very well backed in the first, Rich Dotty. This is a daughter of Written Tycoon on debut for Yulong. What can you tell us about her?
Look, she's a filly that's always shown us nice ability, very progressive. She's a very well-bred filly. She's out of that Princess Koo family. So, look, we feel that she's got good ability. Obviously, she's been trialling or jumping out really well. They've got to just bring that to race day. But, look, she seems very progressive.
And hopefully you take that winnings and just roll it into Inexorable in race three, who's been backed as if unbeatable, into $1.80.
Yeah, well, he's getting back on a good track, so we put it down to the heavy surface last start at Geelong, so he was pretty disappointing on the day. So hopefully back at a mile, at Caulfield, and on good ground, we can turn his fortunes around.
So a bit of confidence today?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Toll Puddle has been going okay in race number 8. Damien Lane, another one on board. What do you give him his hopes today?
Well, he's always around the money to Puddle. He'll put himself not far off the speed, and he's won on the track and distance, so hopefully he can get another result.
And I see you've got Ebony King in Sydney as well. He's been having a campaign up there. I haven't really had a look at the form surrounding this race at Canterbury. He's got Jet Stanley on with 60.5.
Yeah, that's right. He's coming off probably a disappointing run last start at Wyong, but he didn't really get around the track that well. And also getting on a good track is very beneficial for him. So he's drawn nicely. He should be able to be forward enough and try to make his own luck.
Excellent, Graeme. Your best of the week ahead for us?
Best for the week? Oh, let's go day by day, please. Probably Rich Doddy today and Magic Time Saturday.
All right. Hey, Turfy wants me to ask you, where's Katsu at?
He's in the paddock.
Okay, just where Turfy should be. good on you, Graeme.
Cheers for that. Thank you.
Good luck.